My dear brothers and sisters, like yesterday, in today's gospel, Jesus tells us a provocative parable. More exactly, Jesus tells a story in which it is easy for the high priest and the Pharisees to recognize themselves. They are the vineyard tenants to whom God, the owner, has entrusted his vineyard, which is his people. These vineyard tenants have mistreated and killed over the centuries the prophets that God sent to them, and they are about now, as you notice, to kill the Son, who is Jesus. The reaction of the high priest and the Pharisees in this gospel is bad, is negative. They understand that Jesus was talking about them, and they are about to do indeed what Jesus announces in the parable: his arrest and also his execution. The challenge of today's gospel, my dear friends, was to prevent this intention in which the Pharisees were engaged. Brothers and sisters, it takes, let me tell you, a lot of humility to accept Jesus' reproach. A humility that the Pharisees and the high priests were not able of. Here, I think it is a challenge for us today. Are we ready and willing to welcome Jesus' questions and reproach on what our life is? Is my life a God vineyard? Remember that at any time, God may ask me for an account of it. So, from which area of my life I'm still shameful for? I am obedient and receptive to God's teaching, to the Catholic Church teachings. Why I'm still uncomfortable with Jesus' demanding message? Today is a Friday of Lent, time for prayers more than ever, time also for fasting in order to open widely the ear of our soul and to attend to God's important will in our life. Question yourself and find today from prayer the answer to these very important questions. Why I'm still sometimes, almost all the time, uncomfortable with Jesus' demanding message. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.